The unsurpassed, penetrating, and perfect truth is seldom met with even in 100,000 myriad kalpas. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself. Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. I will talk about one of the more basic themes and images in Buddhist training, which is starting with the Buddha under the Bodhi tree on the night of his enlightenment. And the Buddha went there to meditate and sit. And he felt like he was being attacked by Mara, all his fears and desires. And the Buddha put his hand down to the ground and said, "Earth, witness my resolve, I will not be moved." And everything coming at him, often depicted as arrows and weapons, got converted into flowers. And really what, in Buddhism, the nice thing we're doing is that every one of us is just trying to do what the Buddha did, which means we all have to learn how to sit still and not be moved by our karma and convert whatever comes into our lives, whatever we encounter, as the flowers of the Dharma, as the life of the Buddha. And much of Buddhist training is learning how that we don't have to react to what happens to our karma. We don't have to get caught up in a way be moved by what happens. And that's what you all are trying to do in meditation. When a thought arises, a feeling arises, the instructions are really quite simple. You just try to not react to it. Just let it come, let it go. And in daily life, we're trying to do the same thing. Whatever we encounter, we're trying to sit still, let it arise, let it pass. And that actually converts it, because the way the karma, the way we keep facing the wrong way is holding on to things or pushing them away. So we convert it by just actually doing what the Buddha did, which is to sit still and not be moved by karma, means you have to open your heart to whatever's going on and allow it to feel whatever feeling it is, to experience whatever it is. And you are, and the act of doing that is the cultivating of the faith that whatever's happening, nothing fundamental is being gained or lost. It's okay, whatever you encounter. You can trust the unfolding of your karma, the world's karma, because nothing is being fundamentally lost or gained. And that's what allows us to be at peace and convert the karma. And that means we just have to be open to whatever comes and just allow it to be there and allow us to feel whatever we're feeling and not make a problem out of it. And that's really an expression of compassion, because compassion is really accepting things without judgment. You're not being compassionate when you say this shouldn't be happening, I don't want this. You're being compassionate when you're just willing to share and accept the suffering, your suffering, other beings' suffering, and just open your heart to it. And that's what we're trying to do in training, is just be open to whatever's happening. And it's really, and the other aspect of meditation and training of the earth, witness my resolve, I will not be moved, is we let everything in, but we also let everything out. You know, people often forget that I'm going to be overwhelmed by this hurt, this pain, whatever's encountered, without realizing that if you open and you don't cling, it just comes and goes. You know, everything comes and goes. It's always a delusion to think that, you know, there's anything that doesn't come and go. And all our suffering comes from thinking that we can't let go of something or we can't put up with something. And that's why a lot of training, we're moved by karma because we close our hearts to a lot of things, and then we actually either run away from it or run towards something. You know, fear, despair, confusion, greed, anger, desire. All actually cause us to kind of close our hearts and just focus on something like, I can't put up with this, or I need this, or I have to have that. And Buddhist training is really to kind of to trust that there's nothing that we fundamentally need or nothing that we fundamentally fear. And in a way, we have to keep giving ourselves that teaching when we keep encountering what we think we need and what we think we can't take. You know, just like it's not uncommon, people will encounter something that they will tell me they never thought they could put up with. And I think in everybody in this room's life probably has had at least a few of those. And then you go through it and you realize, actually, you did put up with it. And actually, you learned a lot. You know, you actually are grateful even for the fact that there was very good teaching in actually realizing in the end it was okay. You know, nothing was really lost, even though on one level something could have been lost. What is real wasn't lost. And the way really opens when we liberate ourselves, as the Buddha did under the Bodhi tree, by realizing neither really our suffering or our happiness, our joy or our pain, is ours. It's just something flowing through us, you know. And it's always a delusion to see anything as solid, fixed, a problem. You know, that's just... And in a way, when we encounter things like that, you have to actually counter it by giving yourself the Dharma, telling yourself what the teaching is, that it's okay not to have this. It's okay to be ill. You know, it's like Ravananda Stupa, Reverend Master, whether I'm brightly alive or dying, hold fast to the Lord of the house. You know, no matter what you encounter, you can actually realize you're not being bound by it. And the real help that we're looking for, as a Buddha did under the Bodhi tree, because is liberating ourselves by realizing that nothing is really ours. You know, this body is not ours. Our past isn't ours. Our future isn't ours. It's just stuff that's flowing through. Everyone in this room is actually just flowing from birth to death. You know, we often don't want to think it in those terms, but realistically, that's an obvious truth. And, you know, if there's something wrong with the flow, then there's something wrong with the very fact of life. And we have to kind of trust the unfolding of the karma, that this is just all normal stuff. You know, just in Buddhism, this is called samsara because it actually doesn't work. You know, life doesn't work. It's not like there's a problem that you can make it work. It doesn't work. You know, it doesn't quite work because by trying to hold on to things, it just never works. Because it's like, you know, it's like people look at a young baby, think how wonderful all these possibilities are, and they never kind of just do the obvious, which is every person in that old age home was that baby. You know, everything falling apart. The cemetery is filled with things that were babies. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong there. Because what we find, as the Buddha did under the Bodhi tree, is you find what is real that isn't being bound in that flow. And we cleanse the flow by just being willing not to get in the way of it, by just being open and just letting it all go through. And that's really the definition of peace. We're not at peace whenever we, you know, kind of decide, I don't like what's flowing through me right now. I want a different flow. You know, just like I'm in the Bay Area. I always like using the image of traffic. It's, you know, because, you know, people will find so much difficulty in that they're in a car not moving. And I think, it's perfectly comfortable not moving in a car. You know, if you just let go of that, you're supposed to be somewhere else. You know, you can actually realize it's fine. Where's the suffering? You know, where's the problem? Why can you not be at peace? Even if you're in pain, I've been around people in pain. They can be at peace. I've been around people with nothing going on and they're falling apart. And we have to give faith and point our hearts in the right direction. When we often look at what's the seeming emptiness in our lives, the seeming lack of what we want, the seeming lack of the positive feelings we're looking for, the lack of love and intimacy and compassion that we all long for. And we have to actually trust that it's there, that it's just our delusion that we've looked the wrong way. We've actually just longed for the wrong thing. And training is pointing our hearts in the right direction, because it's the nature of things is that you have to care deeply. It's what our heart and our whole being wants to do. It's just we're usually caring deeply for the wrong things. You know, you have to care deeply about your training goals, you know, about where it's pointing you. It's of, you know, if you, you know, just like if somebody realizes if they don't do this and that medically, let's say they won't get better, they'll care deeply about what's going on. They'll care deeply about their physical therapy, about how the chemotherapy's going, on all those things. Well, the real medicine for our suffering is the Dharma. And unless we care deeply about applying it, you know, it's like people don't doubt when they're getting physical therapy. Wow, I guess it's worth putting up with this. And it's hard. Well, actually, when I meditate sometimes, I feel like a walk would be nicer. You know, I'm getting restless here. Yet, I know when I practice, in the end, if I just take that walk, it's nice. But, you know, when I actually do the practice for enough time, you know, it's like, you know, I'll do at the end of the retreat, I'll say, is this a good thing to have done? And I'll look at everyone, and everyone kind of realizes this actually felt right. In a way, this answered a deeper need than the hearts, than just trying to basically enjoy ourselves, which is what we're usually doing. And, you know, and a lot of training is kind of realizing we're not in the driver's seat. We don't control what's going to happen to us. We often think we do, but we don't. You know, things happen all the time. The flow of karma really isn't under our control. You know, I've never known anybody who said, well, today, you know, an image I always like is often in our life we have endless uninvited guests like worry, anxiety, fear. And our life is full of it. I never wake up in the morning saying, I want to be worried today and anxious. But if I look at my life, these uninvited guests keep coming and arriving. And how do I deal with them is a very important thing. You know, that's part of the flow, the fact that a lot of the flow isn't what I want. A lot of the karma coming in, I want everyone to like me. They don't like me. I want things to get along. You know, I want the highway to open up and let me drive. The Bay Bridge miraculously free itself from all obstacles and let me cross it. And the world keeps following its world, karma. And my own past bothers me. Things, you know, I keep getting these guests that I keep not wanting to be there, and they keep being there. And I have to treat them with compassion and realize they can be there as long as they want to be there. You know, when worry flows in, it's okay. Sit still. If you don't feed it, it'll eventually leave. I've been training 30 years, and I'm still putting up with some uninvited guests, you know, that I'm thinking, they've been part of me for a long time. I would like them to, you know, and I'll let them, but that's okay. That's part of training to do that. You know, we're trying and we have to have compassion for the fact that we've often looked the wrong way. You know, we often get caught by our karma. There's a reason why we all find it hard to be still. I keep saying that in Buddhism, to be still. Just like anybody who tells me they don't have trouble letting things go just means they don't understand what letting go means. You know, it's actually incredibly hard. You know, and it can even be overwhelming to see how much stuff we're lugging around. You know, this kind of load of stuff. And you just look at people's faces. They're going through life carrying around a lot of stuff. And it's very hard to let all of this go. And you have to have compassion for the fact that there's good reason why you can't let things go. And have patience with it. Because just like you have to have patience for what's flowing in. And it takes great patience to train. And the only thing that converts karma is that you actually have to put up with everything. You have to put up with yourself. That's the ground of training. And then you have to put up with everyone else. And nothing can be converted without patience, without putting up with it. You know, if you don't want to put up with it, you know, that already creates the problem. And you know, and it's and often people misunderstand when we are having a hard time, when what flows in is suffering. It's never the lack of compassion that they're suffering. It's just consequences. You know, these flow out of our choices. Just like if we're not at peace, it's flowing out then in ways we've been choosing to hold on to something. You know, it's like the nice thing about training is often one of the things I always smile at is how much people will talk about how much they'll have trouble letting things go. And even that word they'll use in Buddhism that always can grate on a lot of people is renunciation. Yet everybody I know would love to let go of their fears, worries, and anxieties. Yet the only way you can let go of fear, worry, and anxiety is letting go of wanting desire. You know, one flows from the other. You can't have one. They're two sides of the same thing. If you want things one way, you have to be scared that it's not the other way. If you're going to hold on to something, you have to have anxiety. If you kind of cling to something, you have to have the opposite. And you have to keep giving the faith to the heart that none of it fundamentally matters. And, you know, and it's, you know, and, you know, and there's one, I remember Master Ji used to like using this, it was St. John of the Cross, where he said, spiritual life is wanting nothing, having nothing, and knowing nothing. One of those fairly nice expressions that I used to listen to and think, sounds nice, but has nothing to do with me. Yet wanting nothing is opening to your heart and keep pointing your heart to the fact that whatever the specific object, goal, or way that you want things are, isn't really fundamental. And trying to kind of point yourself in a different direction. When the karma comes up, you're trying to trust, just like we do whenever we meditate. If a want comes up, let it go. It's not fundamental. You know, and have nothing is the fact that whatever is happening to us isn't really ours. It's actually delusion to think it's our karma. It's just karma. Even if this is our past, our future, it's just stuff. It's like one Buddhist teacher very nicely put it, the key of training is taking nothing personally. Just apply that to your life. Take whatever happens to you. Don't make it personal. Just realize, and the way we do it, sometimes I'm around somebody, or I'm that being, who's angry, And often it has nothing to do with the person around me. Yet everyone takes it, why are you upset with me? And it's actually, I hate to say it, I'm just upset. I'm having a bad day. I'm just irritable. To take nothing personally and know nothing, which is actually our brain is never going to understand really the way, you know, what's going on, all the rest. It's not like our brain is going to pick a, kind of have this great picture. I know what's happening to me, why, and all those answers. You know, we actually have to trust that our opinions, our views, and ideas are never really the explanation of everything. And we don't actually understand everything. And we never will. But our heart can know what's important to know and take refuge in what's important to know. And it doesn't need to understand any more than you actually need to understand everything I just said now. What you need to do is you have a heart that points you in the right direction. You know, just like we can often understand very well intellectually what we need to do, and it doesn't really matter because it doesn't really penetrate our heart. Like, you know, as somebody I remember very nicely telling me, he gave one of his first Dharma talks here, and it was a very eloquent talk that people really loved on anger, and everyone complimented on him, and he felt so great as he walked away, and somebody was doing something, and he blew up at them. And we can all relate to that. You know, you've all left talks. I've left endless Dharma talks, even kind of sometimes despairing. It all sounds good, but why am I, you know, still having trouble? Because it actually takes a lot. It's not our brain understanding it, but our heart understanding that none of this is important, and it does penetrate the heart, which is why in the scripture of great wisdom, it's with deepest wisdom of the heart. The heart that knows that nothing really can affect it. Nothing can hurt you. You know, there's nothing to fear. And I'll kind of give a really nice thing from Ajahn Chah, which kind of makes this point, the great Thai meditation master. And he said, have you ever seen flowing water? We've all seen still water. And we've all seen flowing water, but none of you have ever seen still flowing water. And our brains actually cannot understand still flowing water. Yet if you train, real wisdom is the water is still and the water is flowing. And, you know, that's the place, Ajahn Chah said, that wisdom arises. And if we train, karma's going to keep flowing through us. You're going to keep getting things you don't want and you want as long as you live. And if you're still, wisdom arises there because in the end, nothing fundamental is moving, but it's all moving. And both are true. And it's not something that makes sense, but it's something that's real. You know, training is still flowing water.